Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Boa, the art of blocking shots. Now, you're not going to stand in practice and let people like rip shots at your face all the time. So how is that something over the years that you develop and you become good at? Is it something like you've talked to people, they've taught it to you, or what is it?
I think it's kind of a timing thing. You know, sometimes if you bite too early on the shot, they can maybe get around you or get a shot lane around you. So just trying to time it when they're, or when you think they're going to release it, and try to get a limb in front of it, I guess.
Is there somebody you learned it from?
I don't know necessarily if I learned it from anybody. You know, I just feel like been PKing and out at the end of games a lot, so those are big moments in the game, and you're just trying to help Oopie out and help your team win, and whether it's killing off a penalty or killing the last few seconds of a game. So sometimes it's necessary.
Now, there's times to do it and there's times to not do it, and then you get in a situation like last night, the clock's ticking down, you're just looking at, I assume, to swallow the puck in any way possible at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean, I had a chance to clear it, which would have probably ended the game twice there, missed the empty net, and then that puck that I gave right to Forsberg. So I knew I didn't really have much of a choice at that time.
Lenny said yesterday was a full team win. What did you like about the way you guys played?
Yeah, I think they're a hardworking team, and, they're big and physical, so I thought we did a good job of, handling their pressure and did a decent job of breaking pucks out. The game's never perfect, but to beat a team that, plays that type of way is a big, I don't know what you want to call it, whether it's some sort of mental, win, whatever. So it was good for us.
You look like you're really, the more you play, you're just getting better and better and better. Is that the way you've seen your game recently? Or just as a Sabre so far, that, you're getting more minutes, you're getting better as you go, and your game's really evolving?
I think I'm just trying to, play a good defensive game. I think that's something I've really tried to focus on this year, and I feel like I've taken, good strides in that area of the game. So, and then trying to contribute as much as I can offensively. So, I've just been trying to play hard, and like I said, really trying to focus on the defensive side of the puck. It's a tough part of the game, but the better you can get at it, the more you're going to be trusted and the more you're going to play.
I know you've joked with us a couple of times, it's easy when Dahlin's out there with you, but what specifically does he bring to the game for you that helps you and him have a good combination together?
Yeah, I think his puck plays elite and takes a lot of pressure off of me and a lot of pressure off everyone on the ice. So like I said, I really try to help defensively and make him feel comfortable getting up in the rush or make sure that he knows that I'll be back there covering for him, whatever it might be. So just try to make it a stress-free game on him. And, like I said, also try to contribute offensively when I can. But, Dahl's obviously a really good player. And like I said, he takes the pressure off a lot of guys when he's out there. He's calm with the puck, makes little plays, knows when to ice it or high flip it, whatnot, to get a change or whatnot. So makes it easy.
Well, when you get a team from another conference thrown in the middle of schedule, sometimes it's like a one-off game. How much was last night, how much mental notes were being made because you're playing those guys again in a week?
Yeah, I think the last few years under Brunette, especially when I was out in the West, you get to know how they play. And last night just drove that home, if anything. They're going to forecheck hard and, finish check. So it's just something you got to be ready for.
Well, it's been a while. It was the first week in October when you played the Devils over in Czechia. But what do you remember from that? And is it basically the speed that makes that team good?
Yeah. You know, a lot of offensive weapons, a team that skates really well and moves the puck around. Obviously, they've got their fair share of stars on that team. So good challenge for us defensively. And I think they're underrated defensively as well. You know, they got a lot of big D that not only defend well, but move the puck well. So, like I said, good challenge.
How much more equipped do you think you guys are for their speed? You know, you were still trying to find your legs a little at the start of the season coming off Germany. Now you're well into the season and might be a little better equipped for that, I imagine.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, not our best efforts against them the first couple games of the year. So now that we're used to, you know, the style of play that we're playing and whatnot, I feel like we're going to match up much better.
Now that, you know, the guys have had you here, they've made you part of this team. And I remember when you came, you were excited because you've known Dylan and Krebs since, what, they were 11 or 8 years old. Moving forward now, would you be open to, you know, sign? I know you don't, you're not your agent, but he's going to take care of that. But would you be open to signing here in a long-term deal and staying here?
Yeah, I think it depends on a lot of things, you know. Obviously, I'm just trying to worry about my job and playing as hard as I can and trying to help the team win. So, to be honest, I haven't put much thought into that this year, you know, trying to keep that out of my mind. But, yeah, not something I'm too worried about. You know, when those conversations come up, me, my family, and my agents will have, you know, discussions about it and decide what the best route is.
It's not Bo.
Yeah, thanks, guys.